Very good morning. Major Pert, very good morning to you.
Morning. How is it? Good. Oh, very good. So, we're holding it of Zion and base. Remember, we said we have this Mishnah Shkrina to learn. So, this is just to remind ourselves that Abaye is basing himself on a story of Rava. Abaye wants to answer, and the reason why we've got two pesukim. One pasuk meets one pasuk of Yoshim. One pasuk seems to say you need to give the best, and the other one says no, you can give Yoshim, even Subin, even not the best. So Abaye's answer to that is there's two prices, and the pasuk comes to tell me if you get the best, you go come to the price of now. If you want to give Peninus, then you go come to the price of later, the higher price. So that's what Abai said. How did he come to that? What was he based on? He based it on Rabbah. Rabbah said such an idea of two prices regarding, and that's where we have these two Lashonis now in Rashi. Regarding what? So Rashi's first Marat was talking about regarding an Oni, somebody who only has 200 Zuz, and the price right now is less than 200 Zuz, but later on will be more than 200 Zuz. So do we treat him as an Oni or not? Right? Currently, the prices are less than 200 Zuz. He's officially an Oni. He should be able to get tons of Maaser Oni. But in this town, the price is going to be 200 Zuz. So he's not an Oni. And as Don just said, the real price is based on the Nissan. So he's really not an Oni. But right now, he doesn't have land that is 200 Zuz. So we are mushling the part that is lacking and we add to him up to 200 zuz, so you could sell his land if you want now, and he'll get the other 100 zuz from us, and that will be my summary. That's the first pshat of Rashi in explaining Rava. There's another pshat to explain Rava. It's not enough commitment for the pshat in Abaye. It's just another pshat to explain Rava. Nishna Achrina is halfway, just over halfway down on Zayin Amid base. Nishna Achrina.
We're trying to work out the relationship between the first part of the Rashi and the Mishnah Achrayim, because they seem to be on totally different subjects.
First part of the Rashi is explaining Abaye. And the second part, Nishtapin, is going back to explain Rava.
So in Rava's statement, he never said he was talking about Nani. We assumed.
We assumed, Rashi said, we assumed we were talking about that there was 200 Zuz, less than 200 Zuz, and then we have to make it up. That's what the assumption was on the first Mahal, which Rashi says is the main Mahal.
So the wrong statement that he has the fields and the houses and the villages.
It's almost like six lines up at the end of the page. The Tanya is showing the bottom and top is a chromium. The inner might see the moichron. He can't find people to buy them.
But
So
then,
we thought
the statement has nothing to do with money. He doesn't say that.
does
He
not say.
assumed, we sort of assumed.
Right.
But he could be saying, took us off the shelf, but we have now we're having I mean, a whole different mahalach.
Right. Indeed. That's the stuff in.
So, do we have this form of Rava about anywhere else in Chucks?
What?
No.
I don't know. No. But we can't design with this. I'm not on this, right? So, Lishna in a new chat and explain what Rabbah is talking about, right? That's why Yaakov is quite right. He can get confused. This Lishna is going back to explain the Hakdamot. And by it was based on what Rabbi said. What did Rabbi say?
What is the scenario? Because it's been described.
Until now, we thought we were talking about Oni. Nishna Achina and other Pshat, Machin Reis and Maisa Oni and Nefzo, Lama Oni Koi is not referring to an Oni. Elo, you know what the next word is? Ah, Kol Odom, right. On any man. Ah is on. Kol Odom, any man. Not Ochal Odom, person. It's a man. But Ah, Kol Odom, right.
It's not saying Machin, it's
No, it's not. That's why I'm correcting you. Shetzorich mo'ois and mezoinois, a person who's very wealthy but has no liquid cash, no fluid cash there. And mo'oloi batim sodois ukromim.
He's got tons of property, and it makes it him good, but he can't find anyone to bite. Afilo b'chatzi d'meir, even at half of that. Machin loisay ma'isoni, you would feed him ma'isoni achis yakruka k'risov. You feed him ma'isoni until his property values go up. Sheyuchal lemoichro b'chatzi d'meir. So the first pshat to the din is that if you have a person who's got lots of cash, but for whatever reason he's unable to sell it, not even a half the value of the property, and he needs food to eat. So we say, we'll give you my sa'oni until the price is stabilized, and at least you'll be able to sell it for half the value. So he's got 10,000 zuz worth of property, and he's not able to sell it for 4,000. But 4,000, he could sell it. 4,000 is way more than 200 zuz. But we don't tell him he has to sell his land for 4,000 zuz, because that's over half the actual value of the land. Rather, we'll provide you my son until then you're able to sell the property for the match at least 5,000 zuz. Says the Gemara, this is now Rashi speaking out the Gemara. So Gemara said, and if all the land went down, and his as well went down, afilu tuva nam. What do the words mean, afilu tuva nam? Afilu tuva nami. Rashi's chat in the first chat was, should be able to give him tons. Rashi, no, no. Afilu tuva nami. Afilu motzi lizvuninu. Tuva yoysu machati demeir. Even if he's able to sell it at a higher price than half, he could sell it for 6,000 zuz. Lisrulei, let's give him the money until he can sell it to the real price. This is a state, countrywide mako. So he wasn't negligent. So why do we make him suffer? I should say, if it was, if really his land was worth 10,000 shekels, and sadly there was a recession, take a seat, relax, yeah, right. Sadly there was a recession, and because of the recession, we know recession is only temporary, recession level, all the land drops, the value of land drops, and it's now 6,000 shekels zuz he can get for this land, which is over 50% of the real price, says Rashi, says the Gemara. He wasn't negligent. So why should we say that he's forced to sell his land at a loss in order to have food? Let's give him my salmi, he should be able to eat. And when the land goes back to 10,000 zuz, he'll be able to sell it at a real price. So if everyone's prices went down, says the Makkah Medina, so why should he be penalized and say, okay, sell your land at a loss, really, because the land is really worth 10,000 zuz. It's just the recession now. So why should he be penalized? Even if the land is worth more than 50%, we should give him maisa on. Right? Not like the rest is perfect, we should give him tons more than maisa on. No. We should at least give him food that he should eat. He shouldn't have to, sell his land at a loss. And if it's just his land dropped down because he's desperate for cash, even if you can only sell them at a fraction of the price, at 20% of the price, he'll only be able to get 2,000 zuz for his land. You shouldn't give me my sony. You're not on it. You're vicious. It's your fault that you got yourself in such a situation. So we shouldn't have to give, any my sony. To which we explained that there's two prices of the land. And at Balgo, if you can sell them for half the price, we don't feed them mice on it, is it a dowry? That's a normal thing, there's two prices. If it went drop down more, Machidim, we do feed them, but Oyavsid, they shouldn't. Okay, so it comes to this new Shachine, Rabbi was talking about a completely different story. We're not talking about Oni at all. We're not talking about Oni that only has, he's on the board of 200 Zuz. The question is, does he have the 200 Zuz? Does he not have the 200 Zuz? And it ends up saying, well, he has land that's 200 Zuz, but not now. Right now it's less than that, but that's because the price is fluctuating. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about a very wealthy guy whose land is all tied, his money is all tied up in property, and he needs food. So he could easily sell his land and have food. Right? It's not his home. It's land for investment. So you could easily sell his land and have food. So do we tell him to do that? So it depends. Says Rashi, if the reason why he can't sell at the real market price is because it's a market medina, everyone's suffering from this, then we'll give you cash, we don't force you to sell land. We'll give you food. You're a rich guy that deserves my son. Why? Because we don't tell you to sell your land at a real loss. Wait, we'll give you food. If it's a land that the value is really good, it's just he has got himself into a predicament, and therefore people now are taking advantage of it. And whose fault is in this predicament? Himself. And how much can he sell it down for? 20% of the value. How much is 20% of the value? 2,000 zuz. 2,000 zuz is way more than an oni. So you sell your land. You make a loss of 80%. That's your problem. You got yourself in a sticky situation. So the answer was, so whenever do we give you half? What's the story? Either we give you my oni, whatever you need, or we don't give you at all. So where's this business that we give you up to half the value of your property? Answer is that we're talking about property that fluctuates and there's a high price for the price. So therefore we sell it. If you could sell it at the 50% price, so that is the real price because price fluctuates. So if you're selling at 50%, that's because that's the real price now. So you should sell it as of now. If you can't sell that, then like we said before, as long as it's not, you won't be shared, as long as it's just a market medino, then we give you up to that 50% mark. So in a normal situation, a kum comes out, Allah al-Maisif, and this Rashi says, not Allah al-Maisif, but comes out like this. If there was a recession, remember when we were kids, it was like a massive one, what was it, 1980? No, that was too young for me. No, there was 1989, something, 1990, somewhere around there. 1992. Well, 1992, I remember that. Major drop in prices of land. So Rashi says, no, that's not the real price. The drop is not the real price. The real price is the high price, which we were all calling a bubble in those days. That's the real price. And the drop is not the real price. And therefore, he doesn't have to sell. And we'll give him food until he gets over these 2 years of difficulties. So that's not what we're talking about here, where you mash him to make up till you get to your 50%. So what is it talking about? It's talking about a case, which like we mentioned, it's basically his tissue. And there's no market medina. Tissue time, that's the price. But there is a market medina. The market medina is that it's less than 50%. So then we will feed you until you're able to sell it at the 50% mark. But once you can sell it at the 50% mark, then the people will be willing to buy tissue time at the 50% mark, then you should sell at that price because that isn't the real price. The real price of tissue is that price. Okay?
Is there any special reason why we use the special money to provide a bit of money?
Yeah, we're giving money for food, that's definitely true. Not so he can't use it for his.
Yeah.
She puts him in his house. Yeah. Okay. The Kiddush in this Rashi, and that's why maybe you asked the Kiddush in this Rashi is to say that if there's a recession, it's not the real market price. That's the Kiddush. If there's a recession, then the price of land is the price of now. So who cares if it's market medina? That's what it is. That's Rashi saying, no. Rashi says, at least in Snit Shachrina, that's not the real price. The real price is the higher price, and We wait until Marky climbs back up to get that high.
And I'm going to miss it for the house that you live in, or according to right. us, and according to us, it's the homes.
Does not refer to place that he lives, it refers to investment property. Property stated for investment. Okay. So, that was now we've done Tshuva, we've done the Nishtachir as well. Back to the Gemara. So, Abaye said that's the Pshat in Yoshiv. Yoshiv tells me that if the Mazik, if the Nizik, so the Nizik demands Beinonis, the Mazik can say that I'll give you the Beinonis, but on the price of Nisan. To which the Gemara answers back, that can't be. I mean, if the Torah gave him Idis, he started giving the Sfus for Beinonis as well. So that can't be the Pshat in Yoshiv. So we really don't have a teretz now for Yosef, and we're going to have to come back to that in about 25 minutes. We do not have a teretz what Yosef means. But once we're already discussing Bravo, that there's two market prices, perhaps we'll find some other place where we can use this din of Rabba. It's certainly now, Rabba itself wasn't really negate HaSugim. Rabba was just like Dogma to show that two prices wasn't really negate HaSugim. And whatever we wanted to use it for didn't even work. So that also fell through. But, says the Gemara, if you already reached this stage, let's try and work it out. Where would Rava's been irrelevant? Won't be relevant when he's okay, because so he gave him this and he gave him right to this as well. So where is it? Perhaps it's Negev for Balfour. And the Omer of Achmiyakiv, he ikkelit muye. If you want to compare Rava's to anything, we should compare it to a Balfour. Why? Regarding what? Regarding which halacha we're going to compare it to Balchuyim. By this, Balchuyim, din of a Beinis. Balchuyim, the din of a Balchuyim is a Beinis. Yomele, habli ziburis to a porter. But if he said, give me ziburis to a porter, that means that the Malbus says, I want the Zibus, right? Give him more, then what?
A little bit more
then. If you take, like, Magielacha, take Kedahashto, like the price of now, tissue. You know, but if you're not, but you want to have the Ziburis, which is not what the Chazal said you get, Shakil Kiyukud al Kameh, then you have to take it based on the more expensive price, the price of tissue. Maskevoy Bachabid Ravikim, Imkain, if so, if you're going to say that, Nal Tadelez Mifnei Lovin, you are Nail Delez Mifnei Lovin, people won't lend money to Omadei, because they'll say, Ilu Havali Zuzi, had I had the cash, had I not lent you the money, had I had the cash, what would I have done? Have a shock the Kadash, I would have bought it based on the tissue price. Hashtag the Zuzi Gabor, now that the money's by you, Eshko Kyuka the Kameh, I have to now take based on the future price, more expensive price. I'm not going to lend. I won't lend any money. Why should I lend money? Had I had the cash in my pocket, I would have bought this land based on now. So why on earth should I give you, why should I be penalized and have to pay based on the future price? Aaron Bob to go Taina.
Here?
He has a Taina.
A small one, but obviously he can get full value if he accepts the debate on this.
Yeah, he wants the Ziburis. Why does he want the Ziburis?
More convenient.
It's more convenient. It's next to his land. So he wants the Ziburis. He said, had I had the cash, I would have bought it. Had I had the cash. You're going to penalize me and charge me based on the future price.
He doesn't want to be penalized, so make a choice. He doesn't have to lose it. He could still take the benefits.
I'm not going to lend money. I want the cash in order to buy this land. I don't want to be in this. Penis is someone else. I want this land. Had I had the money, I would have bought it. So why on earth should I lend money if I'm going to, at the end of the day, have my arm twisted because I lend money? A good time then, huh?
Yeah, I see. So it's a little cash. Because in the end, the money would have bought the Boris. Who said he was willing to sell this Boris?
Or he would have let it out.
Especially the Boris elsewhere. I'd be able to buy the Boris somewhere. That's probably true. If you have cash, you could have somewhere. But you don't want any Zebras. You want a specific Zebras. What, the Zebras next to your land? But nobody's ever going to let that sell that land. So what's now for that?
Issue is that Ali Trump will take us to negotiate. So
very good, Yossi. Excellent. Says Yossi, like the Rosh. Remember, this person says, well, if I'll sell it to you, I'll sell it to Benjamin. The Rosh says, as soon as he said that, that means he's the type of guy that's willing to sell his land. It's not that he needs this land. He's willing to sell the land. Ah, if you're willing to sell the land, hand in hand the cash, I would have come to you, what would you have said? Okay, I'll sell it.
I'm going to sell it.
So maybe I will lend money at that.
He's willing to steal money with it. Maybe he's willing to sell it. But sell that rate's price so he can...
It's more than normal. You could perhaps suggest that since it's true he's willing to sell it, he's only willing to sell it based on the real market price of Tio and Nissan, not now.
If he had cash, he would have the money given away. It's in the same position.
Had the person had cash, he would have come and said, you want to sell your Zebras? Yeah, I'll buy it now. So what would you have said? So you're saying maybe you'd say, no, I'd only sell at a higher price. Yeah.
And since you... did me a favor by logging into a little bit about Buck Baby, which you might produce something that you suggest having money as well. But why would you concern about a Buck Baby? Why?
Yes. But there's so price of now.
Over here.
Price is now.
Guy is asked what?
Price is tissue. That's a price.
No, he's not deserved being. He's not really supposed to be getting it. Why would he not? He's not really supposed to get payments. So he was not endorsed.
Okay.
So now we're benefiting him by giving him a better land, which he wasn't supposed to be getting.
No.
Because of this law.
No. Ribis is getting more than what you lent. Not more than what you lent. You're asking some law to call us for that. It's not even, he lent money, which is way better than Zebras and way better than Ribis. And he's getting back Ribis. That's not Ribis.
The right is supposed to get Ribis.
No, the right is only if you were lent. Really, you're meant to get money back. If you don't have money, all you can claim from is the books. It's not Ribis to get back Benemis, which is even less than what I gave you.
No,
even in quality, that's what I gave you.
Make him acquiesce and give him what he wants, because this is what you're doing him a favor.
Where are we making?
No, it's so far as I did it. His problem is it's more convenient, it's adjacent
to it. Yeah. So,
and according to
as we're saying, cash is even better because cash I could have bought this land.
No, it was not on the market.
So, that's what the question was. And you answered before that you see that he's willing to negotiate, it shows it is in the market. Now, so that's the answer to that question. But your question back on that was, which is a good bad question, maybe it's not really on the market, it's only if he gets a very good offer and then I'll put it on the market.
Right.
Yeah. That's, but we saw the Rosh was a messiah to that. The Rosh said, that
once you
show that you're willing to put on the market, then we force you to give it whether you like it or not.
Right? Point that I want to point out.
Okay. I do want to just finish up. I'm happy to take this now. We haven't done Rashi yet. I feel that it's a bit of a shame. So we'll do Rashi in a minute, okay?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we'll take your question in a minute. So it says Rashi. Here, because the first white line, the second last word, the other rabbi, if you want to compare to the rabbi, the Baal Choy Madmino law. The Baal Choy Dina Babainis, Baal Choy gets Bainis. How do you know that? Fakin is talking himself and getting. Vashtoy Baal Choy, the Grace Manaloy, the Tishi. Well, he says the loyva gimizi boys fei pota ki hechi de la have shove malve. This is the gavoch, so that the loan that I have by you it should be worth Kizula Dashto based on the price of now, the cheap price of now. Motzi Amale, the lawyer can say, he's shockless. If you take the bainness argument to get, you'll get. Miloi, shockless bainness. If you don't want to take bainness, rather you want to take the ziburis, shkoil ki you could. I may take it based on the future price. Right. Tosis is pointed out over here, in Balchay Badminale, Tosis is pointed out that we can't, when the Gemara said, Rasan is okay in, maybe the Pshat in Yoshiv and Subin is Nizokin. And God says, no. Pirato Kuchoy ben Nizokin. The Mazik's meant to get Idis. I didn't even mean this. So it must be talking about Balchoy. Now here the Gemara didn't say, you can't be Balchoy because he's meant to get Bainis. How can you say you can't get Ziboris? The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara came up with a new svar of, now the dead is very lovely. Why didn't the Gemara say the same time we had by Nizokin? The Torah says it's meant to get Idis. You give it pain in this. That's what the Gemara said before, right?
Also said because it means it's good.
Right. Yossi Jama. But the question of Torah is that we wanted to suggest that rabbis are applicable by Nizokin. Two market prices, big by Nizokin. We said, no, can't because the Torah says, he can't get his bainis. So it must be talking about Balchoy. Then the Gemara said, it can't be Balchoy because the answer that is Bainis. Why didn't the Gemara say it can't be Balchoy for the same reason we just said before? If the Torah said to get bainis, you should at least get the boys. If the Torah said to get bainis, you get bainis. You definitely get bainis as well. So what did it? If you're meant to get bainis, you should definitely be able to get the boys as well. Same star. Answer states is no, because the Balfour is not meant to get Venus. The Balfour is meant to get Ziboris. Chazal said meant to get Venus. Okay, so Chazal said Venus, so we can play with him. Give him the right to give him Ziboris. Right?
Yes.
Now, what are you asking?
Well, you don't have a California guy. Because in the rights of law, it is being done that to get Ziboris.
Right, you're asking someone to penalize in Ziboris to give him the future prize.
Well, yeah, then Ziboris.
Right, so this is part of the answer which we spoke about last time. The real price is the listen time. He does have a source, Jim Lachlan speaks out, he does have a source really to say, I'll give the later price. Because that's the real price. Tishri is the drop in the price.
Then, of course, more
should be.
Yeah, that's also.
Right. What we're saying, and then Nizokin. Well, you asked him, why about Nizokin if he came from the Idis, he came from now?
No, it's recently. The Nizokin, you're saying, came from now.
Nizokin comes now, he gets now.
Okay.
Right, so. If the real market price is later, so why should you get the Nizok? Why should you get the Idis based on that?
Yeah.
That's probably included in the denominator. It's probably included in the denominator. But right now, you have to pay me money. Right? And money right now, I can't get. Right now, you have to pay me money. And the only way I can get money is if you give me the land. If you give me the land, I'll be able to pay you up the money. So maybe you go home to the hearing. So you owe me money.
If it wasn't pay for that land right now, and you're
going to... You will. Well, tissue price again.
Huh?
Tissue. There's a price of tissue. People will buy that price. That's the price. It'd be less price because you've lost that year, but people will buy, willing to invest at a lower price for an investment of next year. You will do that. So you owe me money. The psych thing was not hard to pay. So although maybe the real price of land is an instant price, but right now you owe me money. You have to give me something, can be instead of mine.
And because it said this, you could sell it immediately.
Right. The shadow is why by Ziburis, it's not the same name, by Ziburis, I owe you a loan. And so we owe you a loan. So I owe you a loan. Do I have to pay out that loan? Do I have to pay out this loan right now? Or do I have to pay out the loan then?
Do now.
So that's the same thing. I owe you money. To give you something,
Oh, so now my Zippo is covering that to give you something that you can get cash for. It's a different longness by Machiv. Because by Machiv, comes until you get Zippo. Zippo won't be able to replace it to cash, right? It was not there. And my Zippo is just a form of payment. That's all it is. It's not that I'm giving you something that you can get for cash. It's just I'm giving you payment. Payment, okay, I'll pay you the real land. That's the real price. Payment, I'm giving you the basic land of it. That's the real payment. If I have to give you cash, and I'm, instead of cash, I'm going to give you a meta. Okay, so I have to give you cash. I have to give you now. Can't say, well, I'll pay you some cash or later. It's not cash. The cash is you have to pay you here and now. If, by the voice, it's not a lot of cash. It's not cash. So it's just a form of payment. I have to pay you some land. So I'm going to pay you that. You're on. Here's the land I'm paying you. This is the market price of later, the real market price. I'm giving you that. Nice to go to you coming. That's what the chayyah coming out. Right? So Yosmud asked Kasha, why by Zibuis? Does he have a right to say, give it later? And the Torah said, you meant to pay Zibuis. So why should it be the later price? So we're saying, I'll be this from Nahum. Could be speaks this all up. We'll go through every part of it. But then the real price of land is the later price. So if so, Yosmud got the next question. So why by Zokin is the din that you pay? If you're paying now, you have to pay the Idris of now. I can't say, okay, I'm giving you the Idris later. You say, man, it's open, the vault is, it's not just a payment. I meant to give you cash for the damage I did. Instead of cash, I'm going to give you something you can transform into cash. Okay, so you have to do it based on what the value is now, which is now. Not that, okay, somehow or another, you'll be able to form it into cash later on. Okay, very good. So that was the answer that the Moses come up with. Rabba's not negev by Malva either. So is Rabba at all negev with any other halacha besides from my Sony? Is Rabba at all negev? Yeah, one last chance. Ela of Acha Berida of Ike, I Ike is Muye, Iksubas Isha Madminai. So Iksubas Isha, Dina Zibos. Subzisha Dina Mizibois. We omade Ihi Havli Benes Botse Pute. If she says, you know what, please can I have Benes? I don't deserve Benes. I don't deserve Benes. I'm going to get Zibois. But if she asks for Benes a little bit more, a little bit less, oh my lord. We'll turn around to you and say, Yishok is Gedin for, if you want to buy a Bakasha, take it out now. Shkoi, Kedash, take it right now. Beloy, but if you don't want this voice, you're asking for Bainness, well, that's bullshit. I can tell you, Yishok the Kiyuka, that I may take it based on the pure high, future higher price. Okay? That was all the Gemara to explain where Rabbi might be again, aside for what Rabbi actually said. But let's go back to our subject next. What was the subject? What do you do to resolve a contradiction? Is Yashiv, do you give meat or do you give silver? Become a concussion. Oh my Rabbi, call the Yoyevle, me meetab, lay simply. All it means is whatever you give him, you have to give him from the best. If you give him suvim, give him the best suvim. If you give him land, give him the best land. Whatever you give him has to be the best. The best of what you give him. Not the best quality things in the world. Whatever you give him has to be the best. Let's see Rashi. Niksubas isha, third white line. Niksubas isha malminale. Ochigoyin shenosam ogeh v'tishri. V'zilo arose in the land. Has gone down in value. Voice of Subosa Masai, Vedino, Lemigvim is Iboris, Kdamaskin and Hossam Rebeg and his own. Here we have a good question, Yossam. Here we have a good question. Here, Absus Ishal, we're saying, if she asks for Ziboris, if you want to take the Ziboris, now take it. Otherwise, I'll give you the basis of later. Why here can't he say, I'll give you some advice based on it?
Once,
understand? It's only because you want pain, that's why he's playing around with later. Even Zipporis, even Zipporis, he should be able to say, I want to give you based on the later price.
Because that's the
price. And that's the real price. The Gemara says, he'll say to him, you want Zipporis, take him now. You want pain, this, I'm saying every day.
No, those are money now.
Understand? But we said beforehand, that was your question on Balfoy. What right did you have to say, take the Zipporis based on later price? I'll tell you, you meant to give Zipporis, so you have to give Zipporis now. To which I answered, no, that since the real price is the price of Nissan, and he just owes money, so the payment is paying based on Nissan's real price. If that's true, then Maksuba's issue should be the same. Maksuba's issue, he should be able to say, I'll pay you. I'm giving you Maksuba based on later price. If the real price is the later price, so you should be able to say that. Here's the payment. The payment is bullies based on the later price. That's a question. Another turns as of now. That's a good question. You hear the binyan we've got? A whole. At the moment, it's a bit shaky. We have to work out how to finish it off. We also had the question, why by Malchui can he say, I'll give you the Zipporis based on the later price? Hey, I'm going to tell you, meant to give Zipporis. So what right does he have to say, I'll give it to you based on the later price? So which we answer based on Rav Nachman, that the real price is the later price. So therefore, he's got a right to say, I'm giving you the Zipporis based on the later price. Right?
It's not the Barusha doesn't want to land. She wants money to feed herself. No?
No, she might be very wealthy. She still needs to feed herself.
Does she want to feel wealthy?
I know.
She really wants that cash, right? I mean, I thought, you know, he owes her this money for the kasuba, and he's supposed to give her money, and he could give him the base, but he has to give it further for the equivalency. So theoretically, she would want to, even if it's a bore, she would want to sell it the next day and get cash for it. So I would get that back.
You see the terms it gives you bore, so it's not a cash equivalent, it's just some type of payment.
Right.
It's not something you'd be able to transport. Nobody's going to be buying Zipporis. It's not. Tom, Makita, we have to work on this. It's been stuck. Hopefully, by tomorrow.
I'll just discuss the difference between Beethoven and the
supposition.
And Sean is that she wants to get married.
Yeah.
As opposed to him meeting.
No, there's no tin all debts.
Mm-hmm.
There's no tin all debts.
Exactly. And there you have it. So
I have to work out. Why by Sumsisha can you not say I'm paying you the Zipporis based on it? Why can't you say that? Don't know. Yeah, you're the cash you'll see. Back to work on it.
Can I make another deal? I want nothing to make the deal. But in the case of the woman, it says the E Amale magic word E. Now, why does it have to say, if it said the E Amale have the bananas? Why is it the E Amale E saying very specifically, she the one instigated? Much more than if he was the one who came to her and said to her, I'll give you bananas instead, he can't turn around and say to her, it'll be based on the future price. Because in the other cases, it didn't point out and stress that person asked. That here, for some reason, it's adding a digital word, E.
Could be. Yeah. Tom, I don't know, we're stuck on this. We've got to model your sauce on here. We have to work it out. Mikol, welcome back to Rashi. Mikol, welcome Kosher. Fifth line down. We call Mokim Kosher, Meitiv, Yoshiv, Damal, Bisusim, Subi. How are we going to resolve it? To answer, call the Yoivle, Meitav Yoivle. If you pour a Subin, Yitemloi, if you pay Subin, Yitemloi, Bisubin, Behudin Shaloi. He has to give you our best. Rashi, fifth line down.
Yeah.
Call the Yoivle, Meitiv Yoivle. See it? If he pays Misubin, Yitinloi Misubin Behudin Shaloi, he has to give the best Subin. That's the answer. Whatever you give has to be the best.
In the Gemara, Gemara Meitav, Sadeh Uksiv. It says in the Pasuk, Meitav Sadehu. Why is it stressed about Sadehu? If you're right, they just always have to give the best. She should just say Meitav, Gemara Meitav. You should just say Meitav. And look, you also have Popo, Rapunah, Brady, Rishua, Mibayat. For sure, they explain like this. Call Mini Meitav. Everything is Meitav. So you could really sell the cheapest and rubbish, most rubbish chairs you like. Whatever it is you want to give, you could really give that as payment. Why? Because you can't transfer it to cash, you'll transfer it to cash somewhere else. Lebar mi'aro, apart from land.
Rob, you really didn't try the words?
Yeah. Call many meta. Everything is meta. Who? It is. The Eloi, Mizdamen Hoko, because if you can't sell it here, Mizdamen Bemos Achite, it will be sold in another place. Lebar Mi'aro, with exception of land.
Master place or master in the city?
Town.
Yeah.
Lebar Mi'aro, with exception of land. Land, you can't move around from place to place. And therefore, if you can't sell it here, you can't sell it. And that's why the Torah says, "Elisibli mimetav." You have to give mitav kiechi de la likfitz ole zvina in order that people will be jumping to buy it. Right. So it comes out at the end of the Gemara. Fascinating. You saw it in mitav. Let me ask you a hakir. Hakir is a mitav. What's the pshat of mitav? Why is the Torah saying that you get meta? Is it because it's because whatever the Nizik wants to give, whatever the Nizik wants, that's what you have to give him? Is that the Pshat Meta? Or is Pshat Meta, you have to give him cash or cash equivalent, and there has to be something that you could change it into some type of cash.
Yeah.
So even Maskal the Gemara said that. That's not scuttling tomorrow. The Torah says, I can give you Keter chairs. You go try selling these chairs in Montsi. Nobody's going to buy them, right? Why? Because you've got fancier chairs. You come to Israel, people are buying them. So it's a cash equivalent. But land, I don't have that. Land, you're not going to be able to take it from place to place to try and get people to buy it. And therefore, cash equivalent is only best. That's why it makes it today. So Yoshi, if you can give Subin, that's a good cash equivalent. You go find the place, but you'll find it. But Meta, the land, that's what it makes it today. That's my scholars of Gemara. And you saw it in Meta. Meta is cash equivalent. Meta is not a form of payment. Meta is cash equivalent. You have to be able to give you cash or equivalent of cash.
I'm always going to really enjoy this comment.
Can we do Rashi first? Mikol Mokol, maybe up to Rashi. Do you know this? No. Well, meet up so they oxid. It's six, seven lines down. Six lines down. Well, meet up so they oxid. Make the promise that if it's like you're saying, then you can give anything. It just has to be Meta lichter, Meta stoma, so said. Meta, why say Sadeo? So answer, final answer, Rob, is a call midi to metabling. Any things of metabling, shiyocho, lohi, nichon, mi mochim zer, mochim acher, you can take him from place to place. Have a Meta, that's Meta. Dilo, you stab in ocho, kuriya, if you're unable to sell him. That's why it's Mitab Sodois. Because you can't take it to another place. That's how we'll resolve the psukim. Sodois is in Mitab. V'metatlin afilu sumi. Beautiful. The Meitav is cash equivalent. That's why I have to give you something to transform into cash. Can you transform Ziburis into cash? No. So you can't get that. To give you a meter, can you transform any other item into cash? Yes. Find your market, be able to transform it. Yes. No. Let's leave the politeness out.
Going back to Edward Chairs of Munson. Nobody's going to buy Edward Chairs of Munson.
No.
So it's your responsibility to go to a distant land to
Yeah. It's gold cash.
Well, what can you say that come on, it's like not having in this land. If you can't sell it easily.
Well, you can't sell it.
At the major tier curve. We're saying that's Maytown?
That's called Maytown. Because it's something which people will buy.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
But it could be maybe
they won't.
No.
Maybe they won't.
There'll always be somewhere where
people maybe won't. Not in your
area. There will be. If you find something like that, then you're right. But the grass is, there is no such item.
So based on $100 you give it, based on what it will be in Uganda or based on what it is here, he's not selling it.
Yeah.
Would give him a data. In this land, it's not going to be sold, you just said. So you're going
to
have
to find people to be with me.
Yes, you can go back to it, you can go to another land. It's going to be worth something else in a different land. What value is he giving it to him? What about the Tirka? We put it out of my mind, it's sitting here, we know it's going to be.
Yeah, that's practical rabbinics is a good question. That's practical rabbinics is a good question. Now we have to bring a dime to find out the answer for that.
That makes sense.
None of that. But. It does have a market price, it's just not many people willing to buy it, right? It doesn't mean you're right, though. It's a good question that the market price here probably is very low. Market price somewhere else maybe is higher, but then you include all the costs of getting it there. So how much? I don't know. That's a practical rabbinics. It's a good question, and we have to ask Dan Solomon to answer that one. We're going to try to start.
My question is based on this
mindset-like
kind of thing, which is, we see here that he's really having to exert himself more when he's going to get these Kepler chairs, right?
Right.
So
storage costs.
I want to suggest, how can that be fair? Like, how can that
Who cares?
We, Hashem cares. Hashem is just.
No, y'all see the love.
Hashem cares.
Hashem rather cares. Who cares? I meant to say it's totally relevant. Something once told me that a dime has to be somebody who is as dry and cold as possible. Because the minute you have hogation, you have like a warm, caring guy. I said a Karabakh would not be a good dime. Right? It's not possible. He loves every Jew so much. He's like, it can't be, right? And a dionysus can't be that. It has to be completely dry, negative, not negative. Right, nothing affects, nothing pulling. Yeah, and whatever. I'm not talking about people, it's not a gear, but a dying, it's not a sorrow. That is what it has to be. But it's not fair. Many use the word not fair, that's using your obligation. It's fun, it's good to have obligation. When it comes to the dry halakha, it has to be totally, totally dry without any negias of. Well, I feel it has to be totally dry. I have to give you cash. That's what I have to give you. I have to give you cash. This is cash.
Cash to be dry, I think.
Nothing that fair. But you might have the money.
Yeah.
What price there is on that?
That's the course also has a market value. And it's also sellable.
No.
But they do not have the value to give me.
No, I'm saying nobody is. There's no great amount of demand of people buying. So it's not called quick sellers. You need to be able to have cash equivalent. That's being that it's sellable. Not that you could find something to buy, but sellable means that people are in a rush to buy this. There's a lot of people buying. There's a proper market of people to buy it. So that we're saying there is. For Subin, there is. Maybe not here. Maybe somewhere else. So you have now your practical question. So what price do you base on? Do you base on the price when there's a big demand for it? Or the price where there's not a big demand for it? If you do on the price where there is a big demand, do you take into account the shopping costs? All that are good, valid questions. That's not that's a really good question, which we have to ask the dying to answer. I don't know the answer to that.
The Torah went out of its way to say make us the thing.
Huh? What did you say?
The Torah went out of its way to say make us.
What's the answer? Why?
Because it's like, because Hashem wants to make it fair.
No. Hashem wants you to be able to give you something that people are willing to buy. There's a good market of people buying it.
I mean, he's supposed to give you cash. So that's the not learning, he doesn't have to give you cash. He wants to give you subin, he'll give you subin.
Because
he's the best subin.
Didn't even say he's getting the best subin.
Oh, and
anything. Well, you don't need to give the best subin.
Yeah, we threw that out.
We threw it out. So then it makes a sotero, it didn't say the best and everything. Means of Sudeh, you have to give the best Sudeh. But there's so many donors to give the best.
Beitar requires things that are not moving.
Huh?
Beitar requires only things that are not moving. I mean, look, we're in Beitar Sudeh.
Did you? Right? So I give you worldly Sudeh.
And Tazal teaches that anything, land is better than movable items for value, right?
But we know cash is, in this situation, cash is. Even though Chazal see that land is better than cash, the cash in this situation is the best. Even though it could be stolen.
Not the best.
No, but cash, coins. Coins is the best. Even though it could be stolen, land can't be stolen. But rather, when it comes to payment, cash is the best.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not that.
I'm
giving you cash equivalent. I'm giving you one misubim. I can't sell a misubim here, but someone else should be able to sell it. In house, I'm definitely happy to buy.
Is there any rights from the this point of view? I'll take a look. The guy did $1,000 worth of damage and says, I can't pay you cash, but I'll give you 200 kind of chairs. I'll find you my new pads, kind of chairs. He goes, I don't want, where am I going to put this stuff? Can he say, I'm not going to take that form of payment?
No.
I'm stuck with 200 and then there's the stack up in my living room.
Yeah.
It's like a burden.
Yeah.
It's not. It was supposed to sell them 300 miles from
here. Oh, so that's a good question. They got me the pricing. That you have to ask that inside. When we work out the price, we work out the price of the chairs here where there's no demand. In which case,
yeah,
you have to give me lots of chairs.
Even worse. I have 500 chairs in
there. Oh, it's a bigger story. Then he has to be on top to the thing to buy it himself. Yes. That's all for
reason why I can't sell them, in which case do I take him to the price, the shipping fees and all that. I don't know. I'm happy to go online. I don't know the answer to that. I'm going to ask. Find someone to give us a.
They'll give us a drive. The Torah is motivating the person that needs that to put a fence up. This is that. I don't want to be damaged. You're going to have to go out and tell your student and count.
Okay, very good. Justin's finally found the. Okay, very good. Okay, we'll carry on tomorrow. Mention Thursday at 9:30, please. That's possible. Because tomorrow's Thursday,
we
have Shabbat.
Usually, we don't have a shirt today.
But you had extra time yesterday. But you had extra time yesterday to go ahead.
That's true. No.
So you go ahead.
But it's like, it's true. Sometimes, you know.
Way up to let's do this. We're way up to Ligma.
A little bit more. Oh.
Just
a little bit more.
Did you post something yesterday?
Very good.
Oh, Shem. Yeah.
Very good. Well, you have to think, if you're ahead of it, then you're quiet.
Huh? You're
yeah. Top, okay, 10:30 tomorrow.
Where should we go to?
Until then, we want to get to the two dots. Finish the
2001.
Get some of that. Want to try and get as far as we can go. Now, don't expect you to be there tomorrow.
Oh.
If we have share 9:30. Okay, 10:30. Try and get to $2 at 10:30. Share tomorrow 10:30. It's one of those weeks, but that's how it's going to be.
How was the bris?
It was very nice. Baruch Hashem.